talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. One of the big events that happened in Washington yesterday, 14 Republicans joined all of the Democrats in raising the debt limit. I should put it this way, in permitting a final vote to let the Democrats raise the debt limit. So what do I mean by that? Moscow Mitch is as wily a courtier as has ever existed. Moscow Mitch wants the Democrats to raise it on their own through budget reconciliation so that the Republicans can run against them in the fall saying we raised the debt limit. Well, Schumer is a wily courtier himself, and so he pushed back, said it had to be bipartisan. Moscow Mitch said, I think he was lying, but he said, well, no Republicans will vote to raise it. So they came up with this convoluted scheme, this very convoluted scheme, where more than 10 Republicans, in this case 14, would vote with the Democrats to permit the Democrats to raise it, but without invoking a filibuster and without forcing them to go to budget reconciliation. Then there'll be a second vote. The Democrats will raise it, but they're constrained. Their hands are tied. They have to do it by a certain amount. And in this case, the national debt is around $28 trillion. So they're going to raise it to about 30, which will kick the can down the road a little bit. And we're going to be doing this again, by the way, this coming year, not too long from now. This sort of blackmail by the Republicans. They kick the can down the road, and then the Republicans this fall will put out ads that say the Democrats raised the debt limit to $30 trillion. Here's the vote, and the vote will be 50 Democrats plus Kamala Harris, because in the final vote, no Republican will go for it. And the Democrats now will come back and say, no, it was bipartisan, 14 Republicans signed on to let us do this. You know, you do wonder at some point about the electorate. You do wonder at some point. This is such a simple thing to understand that are people going to suddenly tar, frankly, either party, but especially the Democrats with doing something on their own when they didn't do it on their own. Now, there was still pushback from the Republican side for those 14 Republicans even permitting the Democrats to do it without a filibuster and without forcing them to budget reconciliation. Donald Trump put out a statement that says, the Dems would have failed completely if Mitch, i.e. the broken down old crow that he called him, properly played his hand. And Lindsey Graham, you know, I once compared Lindsey Graham to Tartuffe. Tartuffe is a character in a Molière play, utterly insincere. There's nothing that he says that's true, he'll pretend to be pious and he'll stab from the side. Well, what Lindsey Graham goes him one better. Lindsey Graham, in terms of insincerity and hypocrisy, Lindsey Graham goes Tartuffe one degree better. Lindsey Graham at a private lunch of the Republicans said, attack McConnell. He attacked his own minority leader and said, Trump will attack everyone who votes for the debt ceiling bill. And McConnell has led us up the hill and we will all be shot in the back. Except that Lindsey Graham didn't vote for it. Lindsey Graham started out being very strong John McCain, you'll recall. And when Trump attacked McCain's bravery as a veteran, Trump is not a veteran. McCain was shot down over Vietnam. spent about 5 years in a Viet Cong prison camp, tortured, and offered to be released because they found out that his father was the admiral in charge of the forces in the area. He really was. John McCain's father was an admiral who was in charge of all the forces in that area in the Pacific. And McCain is there in prison in the Hanoi Hilton, being beaten and tortured, and he refused to leave because he said it would demoralize the other prisoners who were there, the other Americans, the other Americans. And by the way, this was right in the time period when Jane Fonda went over there and hung out with the Viet Cong, with the North Vietnamese, and straddled one of their guns that had been used to shoot down aviators. That's why American aviators. That's why there's a lot of veterans that won't go to a Jane Fonda movie. And she should have been prosecuted, frankly, if she'd done that in the Second World War. She, you know, remember Tokyo Rose and that kind of thing. But in any event, McCain had more guts than anybody I've ever heard of. McCain would not be released. He said he would not be released. So George, Donald Trump, hanging out in New York with a fake deferment where he lied about having bone spurs, attacks McCain. Says he didn't like guys who were caught. He doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. McCain was shot out of the sky and was lying unconscious with broken bones in a jungle trail when he was caught. He wasn't run away from anything, and he didn't run away from the jail when he was able to. Well, then what happened is Lindsey Graham sticks his finger in the wind and realizes Trump is going to win, and he sucks up to Trump, golfs with Trump frequently, just praises Trump, sucks up to Trump. Then in January, after the insurrection, he thought that Trump was dead, and he goes, Trump's dead, politically dead, and he's bad, and we can't have him anymore. Then a few months later, he's endorsing him for president in 2024, loving Trump. Now he's attacking Mitch McConnell, the broken-down old crow, for showing, I don't think much spine, but I suppose a rudiment of spine, and saying that now Trump will shoot us in the back, except Lindsey Graham was not one of the ones running up the hill in his image. Now, there is the depths of hypocrisy, insincerity, and betrayal, sedition in the Republican Party. It's hard to capture every day. Hard to capture it. We're somewhat capturing it, but it's hard to. But what would have been the consequences of a default? If the Democrats had decided to do it only by budget reconciliation, that requires the parliamentarian to sign off on it and say that it really was budget reconciliation. She probably would have, might have, but if she hadn't, Manchin Sinema said they would not override it. Manchin said that. Sinema was silent on it, but she will not do anything to bust the filibuster, and if Moscow Mitch had filibustered it, she wouldn't have busted that. Then what happens? Then all the treasury notes we issued, anything that came due or anything that had to be renewed, couldn't be paid. We would have defaulted on the international scene, and we're the anchor of the international scene. I suspect what Joe Biden would have done, what I would do, but in the 14th Amendment, there's a clause at the very end that says the debt of the United States, the credit of the United States, shall not be questioned. Yes, it was passed in the context of a civil war, where what they were really saying is that the Confederate debt would not be paid by the North, but the North's debt would not be questioned. I would simply say that and tell the Federal Reserve, keep it going, keep the money flowing. Because remember something, what is the debt? The debt is that the Congress passes legislation spending money. Then the Republicans require a second vote to say, now that we spent it, will we pay it? For a lot of our history, it wasn't that way. For a lot of our history, Congress just said, well, if we vote to spend it, of course we're going to pay it. But about 30, 40, 50 years ago, they go, no, now we need a second one. So we'll vote to the money, and everybody in our constituencies will love it. And then we'll stick it to the Democrats trying to pay it. Now, that isn't the way it started in the 70s, but that basically is what's happening now. So one of the proposals was just suspend the debt limit. Just go back to the old system. if Congress votes money, they expect they're going to pay the Treasury bills that they issue to pay for it. Republicans won't have it. Is that budget reconciliation? The Republican Party is just using this, frankly, to destabilize our economy. They've shut the by the way, this is a different issue, but they shut the government down several times, you know. They shut it down several times. And whenever it shut down, it cost billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. And they talk about government waste. Anyway, Lindsey Graham, crooked Lindsey Graham, little Lindsey Graham. Oh, McConnell's leading us up to a hill. The guys that voted for this are going to get shot in the back. Let me tell you something. Lindsey Graham's never running up any hill. He'll only run for a golf cart if Trump is in it and if he thinks that Trump isn't political toast. The broken down old crow, Moscow Mitch, engineered something where now he's licking his venomous little chops and they will go around in the year 2022, which is very soon, 3 weeks away or so. And then they'll have all these ads. All these ads, if you see them, the Democrats raised the debt limit to $30 trillion because we made them tell the amount. $7 trillion of it is Trump debt. Did you know that? A quarter of it, almost a quarter, is Trump debt that he ginned up in his presidency. Keep all this in mind. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You may throw your rock, hide your hand. Working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time.